10-year-old policy seems to be standing in the way of agencies moving more quickly to cloud computing. In 2007, the Office of Management and Budget required agencies to put their networks behind cybersecurity protections called Trusted Internet Connections, or TIC. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why the TIC requirements and cloud services aren't such a good match. He joins me now to discuss. And Jason, I hadn't heard much about TIC until this. So what's going on here and what's new with the TIC program?
So the Trusted Internet Connections, let me start from the beginning, maybe, Tom, and give our audience a little bit of background, just in case they don't quite remember. So back in 2007, the idea was to put basically some software in front of agency networks to say when traffic coming from the internet was going into their networks, so public facing, if I emailed someone in the agency, if you emailed someone in the agency, it would go through this software, the Einstein program, and it would filter out anything that was potentially bad or was known bad. And the idea was to both reduce the number of internet gateways, so the number of access points, and then put them behind the software. So agencies have made some progress behind it. They've definitely reduced the number of gateways. They definitely are using Einstein. Something like 96, 95% of all agencies now have Einstein 3A, which is the third version of it. But what they're finding, Tom, is that when they move to the cloud, an agency, for instance, let me give you an example. A person from, let's pick on GSA just because it's easy to pick on them. They are teleworking because they do a lot of commuting. They go in through their VPN to go get some files that they want to download. Unclassified files, not really that sensitive, but still needs to be protected. They go in through the VPN, and to come back out, they have to go out through the TIC. And that's causing a bottleneck, and it's causing a lot of latency, and it's causing a lot more expense because, for instance, and this is what Susie Adams from Microsoft, she's the CTO, explained to me. If you want to have a connection to Office 365, which a lot of agencies do, so that's their Microsoft in the cloud.
Justice is moving there, for one.
That's a lot of agencies are. They have to either do a separate, if you will, secure tunnel to get to the cloud that way. That's TIC compliant. Or they have to go through the TIC. Again, slowing things down, causing bottlenecks.
So they could have slow speeds, and they could also have extra expenses in doing this.
Correct. Those are the two big things. And remember, if you are commuting, if you're teleworking, if you're working through a VPN of any sort, speed is important because you're trying to get your work done. So if you're trying to download a document or at least even just see a document and it takes 2 or 3 minutes, doesn't sound like a long time, but we've all waited there and said, oh, what's going on? What's taking so long? And it just kind of slows your day down. And if you're trying to save back to the network, again, slows your work down. And this is not that hard of a problem per se. We all use VPNs in most private companies, and it's quick. It's pretty painless. This has a lot more pain involved.
So it puts an extra kind of network burden on the traffic because it's being checked by the TIC.
Correct.
The packet checking.
Correct. And extra expense because then you need either more bandwidth or more ability from your telecom providers to reduce the latency, reduce the slowness.
All right. So is there anything being done to overcome this problem?
So this is not a new problem. As Susie Adams told me, everyone knows this is broken. Former federal CIO Tony Scott 2.5 years ago said, hey, we got to fix this. I think the issue is how to fix it. Homeland Security Department, which runs the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative, developed a cloud overlay. It has been piloted and tested, and it seems to work. But there's never been a policy from OMB to say, okay, use it. So it's kind of in this limbo. And Margie Graves, the acting federal CIO, said at the Management of Change conference last week that I attended, said we're re-looking at the TIC policy. It's a top priority for my office as they go through this policy and regulatory review of trying to get rid of old policies. The one example is the Y2K policy. Are we okay with Y2K, Tom? Are we through it? Do we still need that policy? That's the question. But TIC is getting to that point, too. Do we really need it anymore? Are there better ways?
Well, it seems like, well, speaking of Susie Adams at Microsoft, one of the things that Microsoft offers in Windows 10 is a secure browser called Edge, which virtualizes your session. And so it seems like maybe there's a virtual way of doing TIC that could speed things up. I'm just guessing. I'm not that technical, but I've heard that said.
One of the things that Susie Adams said was one thing that OMB could do while they're re-looking at this is send out a policy to say, use the TIC overlay. It's good to go. The second thing she said is a lot of the reason that the Trusted Internet Connection worked so well in 2007 was it was looking at net flow data, so packets coming in, packets going out. she said most of the telecommunication providers, most of the cloud providers already do that and do much more. So a lot of this is maybe already taken care of, but just maybe not up to the quote-unquote TIC standards. But, so it's easy to go from point A to point B instead of having to go implement TIC, use TIC. And part of the problem also, Tom, is so much money has been spent to implement TIC over the last 10 years that it's kind of, okay, do we just turn it off and get rid of it or what? And I think that's the other hard question that OMB has to answer.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. To me, the right way to look at it is we spent that money. It kept us secure for those years. And so look at that as a sunk cost. But try to sustain something that is slowing you down, that is increasingly obsolete, doesn't seem like a smart...
And I think that's what OMB is trying to do with this policy review. And the question, Tom, is how long will this policy review take? And then once they make a decision of, here's the five policies that we think we can get rid of, is it as easy as just rescinding the Y2K policy? But what about the TIC policy? Maybe you can't rescind that just with a stroke of the pen. Well, you have to have something to replace it. And I think that's the challenge. And so it's great that they're re-looking at it, but how long will it take OMB to make a decision? And unfortunately, things seem to be moving a little slower these days. And I think that that's a concern for a lot of agencies. I had one former CIO who wrote me back this morning who said, listen, this is a major problem. We're all fighting it. We all fought it. And I think OMB is going to be pushed from CIOs to make a decision more quickly.
Well, OMB then will give it to GSA to put into the SLAs for the cloud providers, and then they'll have to get FedRAMP certified for offering a TIC equivalent, and that'll take another 3-4 months.
You've just made an acronym silly, Tom. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, we know what we're talking about here. And Jason, you also write about the future of another major cyber initiative, the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, CDM. What's changing there?
So GSA and DHS, who are working together on this, announced maybe a month and a half ago that they have to replace the current CDM contract, and they were going to look at one of the multiple award government-wide acquisition contracts. And GSA held an industry day on May 15th, and I got a hold of the slides, where they decided to use the Alliant contract. This is the big 59-vendor GWAC. This has been a very popular contract since 2009 when it was initially awarded. In fact, GSA is working on Alliant 2, which that should be awarded in the short term as well. And basically what the presentation, and we have a link to it on federalnewsradio.com, showed was the CDM task orders will be grouped under something called Defend. There'll be basically 5 task order areas, and they're going to look at stuff like program management, dashboard and solution support, capability gap fill and expansion, meaning what capabilities already are available, what do we need, new ones, support services. And then interesting, there's also going to support, Tom, something called cybersecurity surge and incident support services. So when there's a problem like WannaCry, which we talked about last week in my reporter's notebook, they can quickly get a contract and get support services to meet needs should they arise.
It's all about speed these days.
Speed and flexibility, which is why I think they're going to Alliant and why Alliant has been so popular. Agencies, Tom, over the last, since 2009, have spent $15.5 billion on Alliant, probably one of the biggest, most successful GWACs we've ever seen. And I think the reason why is because you can basically do anything under it you want.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
And you can be sure to read his notebook. It's now online at federalnewsradio.com.